is the latest weather synopsis. Daytime heating is likely to produce isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. A slightly better chance of rain is expected on Monday afternoon and evening ahead of weak cool front. Warm afternoons with highs near 80 degrees will continue through Tuesday. The forecast for Lake Livingston and surrounding areas for this afternoon: partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. Winds becoming southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tonight, partly cloudy in the evening and becoming mostly cloudy. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 60. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour in the evening, becoming southeast and decreasing to 5 to 10 miles an hour after midnight. For Monday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. For Monday night, partly cloudy. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-50s. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour in the evening, becoming southwest and decreasing to 5 to 10 miles an hour after midnight. And for Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. For Tuesday night, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 40s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny in the morning and becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 50s. For Thursday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. For Thursday night through Friday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 50s. Highs in the upper 70s. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-70s. This is your NOAA Weather Radio Station KX555, operating on a frequency of 162.50 MHz from the National Weather Service office in Lake City, Texas. The transmitter and antenna for this station are located near Onalaska, Texas, as a joint effort of the National Weather Service and community partners around the Lake Livingston area. This station offers a 24-hour broadcast of weather conditions and forecasts, as well as hazardous weather watches and warnings. Hazardous weather watches and warnings are alarmed for Montgomery, Hogue, San Jacinto, Trinity, Walker, and Liberty counties.
This hazardous weather outlook is for Southeast Texas. Today and tonight, isolated thunderstorms are expected to develop later today with daytime heating. The atmosphere remains unstable over Southeast Texas. However, no significant disturbance is expected to move across the area until Monday. During the afternoon and early evening time period, a few strong storms will be possible, which could produce small hail due to cold mid-level temperatures. The threat for severe hail 3/4 inch and greater, but appears very low at this point. Monday through Saturday. Monday and Monday evening, a storm system will develop early Monday across the central and southern plains. An associated dry line and weak cool front will move across southeast Texas on Monday night. Ahead of this feature, the atmosphere will be very unstable, and the wind profile will become favorable for severe thunderstorms. At this point, the main threat area and period is expected to be along and north of Interstate 10 during the afternoon and evening hours. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation is possible on Monday. 11 a.m. observations. At Huntsville, cloudy. Temperature 69, dew point 56. Relative humidity 62%. Wind calm. Pressure 30.00 inches and steady. At Conroe, partly sunny. Temperature 67, dew point 56. Relative humidity 67%. Wind calm. Pressure 29.98 inches and steady. Other regional observations. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 68 at Dallas Fort Worth and 67 at Tyler. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 69 at Intercontinental Airport, 59 at Longview, and 66 at College Station. At Lufkin, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 67. Coastal stations. Temperatures were between 68 and 73 degrees. It was mostly sunny at Lake Charles and Beaumont. At Corpus Christi, it was partly sunny. At Galveston, it was cloudy,